Last week, prosecutors dropped charges against Amy Cooper, a white woman who had called the police on a black man who was birdwatching in Central Park. She ended up doing therapy but no jail time in what prosecutors called restorative justice. But WNYC's Arun Venugopal has been speaking to advocates of restorative justice, and they beg to differ.
Shailee Agnihotri has been both a public defender and a prosecutor, and she currently runs the Restorative Center upstate. She says what happened in this case was not justice.
It wasn't restorative justice what you got. It was therapy.
Restorative justice is meant to be an alternative to criminal justice and embraces the notion that prison isn't necessarily the answer. It tries to foster a conversation about harm, both who caused it and who received it. And it emphasizes the role of the community in this process. In this case, Agnihotri says the community was completely absent.
Think about it. A crime is committed against the state. It's against the community. It's against the inhabitants of the jurisdiction. So the conversation and the rectification needs to be with that community.
Rectification, meaning some sort of community service, like cleaning sidewalks or removing graffiti. Kay Pranis is another proponent of restorative justice who says it's critical to look beyond the individuals at the center of a case.
What role did the community play in Amy thinking that this would work? This idea of calling the police and claiming that a black man was threatening her, that this didn't happen in a vacuum, and that we have to pay attention to what's the larger context and what's the accountability of the community in a situation like this.
The Manhattan DA's office says Amy Cooper participated in a comprehensive program of psychoeducation and therapy services. In an email, a spokesperson wrote, "While it may not have been a restorative justice session in the traditional sense, we believe this was a restorative resolution, which focused on addressing and confronting racial bias." But Shailee Agnihotri says the outcome only perpetuates the idea that privileged people like Amy Cooper get different results.
It feels like a step back. And using restorative justice feels like three steps back, using that term to do the opposite of what it was intended or potentially can do.
She believes the term was co-opted.
It reeks of unfairness.
And the fact that this was a nationally prominent case only compounds her anger. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.